राम हरे हरे भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। मायापूर्ण बुद्धि धाम की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sisi Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण। आई लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू। आई फील ग्रेटफुल टू बी हियर विथ ऑल ऑफ यू। आई एम इटर्नली ग्रेटफुल टू श्रील प्रभुपाद फॉर गिविंग द अपॉर्चुनिटी टू ग्लोरीफाई कृष्ण इन दिस ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ। He created a sadhu sangha all over the world. I can never pay off the debts, but I don't mind to remain eternally indebted to Prabhupada and try to pay off the debts. So today we are serving Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 21. And this, the text from 12 to 14. Just to give you some brief, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before he went to Jagannath Puri, he educated Rupa Goswami Pad and Sanatana Goswami Pad in the science of bhakti, devotion. And then he sent them to Vrindavan to establish Krishna consciousness movement in a four way. One was to discover the or excavate the holy dham, and also to install the deities and write literature how to deal with the other devotees' behavior, attitude, and also what are the process for sadhanas that includes the deities. So this section of Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially this fourth chapter, 19 to 25, it's all about Sanatana Siksha, Lord. Well, Rupa Goswami Siksha and then Sanatana Goswami Siksha. So this chapter especially on Sanatana Goswami Siksha from Mahaprabhu. And the highlight of this chapter is that Supreme Absolute Truth reveal himself in two concepts, Aisharja Mai and Madhurja Mai, opulence aspect and sweetness aspect. So both are also in this chapter, both aspects. And you can ask that question, which one you need? Do we need majestic aspect of the Lord, or we need sweet aspect of the Lord? And this month we are doing Damodarashtakam very nicely, which is sweet aspect of the Lord. We need both, because without submission, if we are attracted to the affection, to the sweetness aspect of the Lord, then we may become sahajiya. Now, I don't feel guilty about it, because Prabhupada did say in the purport of Chaitanya Charitamrita, sahajiyas are bad. Sahajiya, the word sahajiya means they do not have interest to purify the heart. They just want to hear the Krishna's intimate pastimes. Not anything wrong, but without purifying the heart, you will fall for this cheap way of progressing in spiritual path, and eventually you will tumble and fall down. So the process Prabhupada gave is perfect. If we can just some or other help each other to follow this five principles that we do in the morning: Sadhu Sangha, Namakirtan, Bhagavat Shravan, then Sri Mathura Bhas, Sri Murtira, Swadhyaya Seva. And if we do these five things, we do, every ISKCON center supposed to be doing. In American, a lot of temples sometimes they struggle due to committed devotee. We are very fortunate in Alachua. We have community where congregation members are there. Also we have crowds. We also have committed. We also have a core member. Our purpose should be become core member through commitment, and then life is success. Prabhupada will be happy and everybody will be happy. Myself will be happy too. So with that note, we are going to recite these three verses. So none of the verses has a vast purport. Well, two verses don't have any purport. There's just the middle one. Prabhupada just give a little reference of another Bhagavatam verse. So that's wonderful too. So let us begin with that. Brahmadi rahu sahasra badane ananta. Nirantara gaya mukhe na pai guner anta. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. To say nothing of Lord Brahma, even Lord Ananta, who has thousands of heads, could not reach the end of the Lord's transcendental qualities, even though he is continuously chanting their praises. So this reminded of Srila Prabhupada's extreme compassion on one purport, 10.14.7, even though Srila Prabhupada translated up to 13 chapter, but that purport, that part is from Prabhupada's other purport, forwarded to this part. If all the devotee can really think about the quality of the devotee, Lord Krishna, his reciprocation, then you will give a first priority quality. So I would like to hear also what you think the one quality that you always want to meditate, that Lord Krishna, out of his compassionate nature, he gave it to each of us. Anybody would like to guess? Without that quality, I find life has no meaning. Yes, please. Bhaktavatsala. That's very nice. That's very nice too. It's also related. Yes, that is there. Anybody else? Yes, please.
Gratitude.
Gratitude. That's also nice, but if I don't know the main one, to me, this is just according to my calculation. You may have a different calculation. Gratitude, I don't feel like to express my gratitude sometime if I don't like to. But when I focus on the number one, then gratitude become, everything become perfect. How important.
Independent.
Yes, Mother.
The order of the spiritual master.
Order of the spiritual master. Yeah, Krishna has that quality also, because he established Viprasudama's position by glorifying Guru's mercy, Guru's instruction. This is one example. Krishna literally emphasized that. What is that verse? Naham ijja prajati bam tapasa upasamenava guru shushrushaya sarvabhuteshu manamati. He said that because Viprasudama, when he entered or he approached Dwarka, you know, everybody knows in Dwarka there is a difference outskirt. So Krishna's palaces are in the center. Then there is a, in the center of Dwarka. It's very difficult when you read and you try to express, it's like, how do you do it? Because in each palace has their own time zone. One palace Krishna is playing dice, afternoon. One place Krishna just woke up. Another palace, Krishna just doing the evening ceremony. So, are they on the same time zone? No. So, how do you explain that? Where is Dwarka? How it is arranged? It's like mystical. But still, we have to explain. Sanatana Goswami Pad writes that in Dwarka, the center, there is a big, beautiful flower garden and Krishna's beautiful worshipping temple there. And then there is a, that's also like a million miles. So then the different palaces, 16,108 palaces, has their own time zone and own abode. But outskirt, first outskirt is the army. He has a, in a morning walk, when the devotee asked Prabhupada, how is that Maharaj Ugrasen has a quadrillion? Everybody knows what is quadrillion? It's like mind-boggling. You put it in the calculator, it says E, means cannot do it. So quadrillion bodyguard. So they ask, how is that he has a quadrillion bodyguard? Anybody remember what Prabhupada says? Your puny mind cannot figure it out, just accept it. Whatever Bhagavatam said, just accept it. Prabhupada writes this in the Krishna book, quadrillion bodyguard. So, outskirt first is the army. And then, next, if you go inside, is the brahmanas. And in the brahmanas, is not just a house with a wife and children. The brahmanas has a cows, and Krishna gives 13,000 cows every day to one brahmana, and he has a billions of brahmanas. You calculate how many trillion, zillion, I don't know what the number is, the cows, and they need cow pasturing field. They're not like stuck in a barn or something. They have a cow pasturing field, and everybody's happy. Cows are happy. So it's like calculated. And this Sudama Vipra, he is entering from the main gate, and he's going to go to Mother Rukmini's palace. And everybody started talking gossip. You know, there are 10 types of gossip in spiritual world. But you have to give up the material gossip in order to enter into 10 types of gossip. They have a jalpa, pratijalpa, atijalpa, apajalpa, and it's very sweet. Like how gossip is like such a nectar over there. But it's all Krishna related. So they all started gossiping. He is the very dear friend of Krishna, childhood friend. They lived together. They ate together. They served their guru together. And he is here. Look at him. And the gossip went to highest culmination when Rukmini Devi, she's not a Lakshmi, she's a Mahalakshmi. Means above Vaikuntha Lakshmi. She is fanning to a person who has a torn cloth. Now, I don't know how many of you understand. In India, if you go to really poor village, you'll see they have a torn cloth with a knots. Because they can't afford a new cloth, and they don't want to give away this torn cloth, so they put a knots in between two cloth, three cloth, some other they put a wrap around their body to survive. Or you know, like cover your private part. So Viprasudama had a torn cloth and everybody talking. Look at all, and he's passing through the Brahmanas realm. All the Brahmanas has millions of cows, they have a big palace themselves, they have a wife and children, they all live happy. But this Brahmana is intimate friend of Krishna, supposed to be higher than all the other Brahmanas. But they could not put together. How come he doesn't have a cloth to even wear? And then at the end, when Rukmini Devi is fanning Viprasudama, then thinking like Mahalakshmi is fanning to a person must be more rich than Mahalakshmi. So they also gossip over there. But in material world or in our community, maybe offensive gossip will be dangerous. But over there they do gossip because there is a flavor, taste. But Krishna heard it, even though he is serving Viprasudama, he heard it. So he established by 7th sloka, this is one of the first sloka, beginning, in 10th canto, 81 chapters. Beautiful. He said this Brahmana has served Guru to the ultimate esteem. And then Krishna quoted this verse. You may be a good brahmachari. Naham ijja prajati bam. Tapasa upasamanava. Tapasa means the banaprastha, banachari. Tapo iksha. They have a two quality. Every ashram has a two quality. So banaprastha has a two quality. They do austerity and discriminating power. They have to develop. So then Lord Krishna emphasized that yes, brahmachari, grihastas, banaprastha sannas, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, they may do perfect everything according to scriptures. but does not please me so much. What pleases me the most, if anyone pleases their guru. Guru Shushrushaya, he said like this, Krishna revealed. And all those 300 intimate maidservant of Rukmini Devi, they're listening, they were gossiping. Our Mahalakshmi is serving to a person who doesn't have a proper cloth. How to understand this? So Krishna removed their doubts by saying that he pleased our Guru, and then Guru gave three blessings. What are the three blessings Guru gave? To Viprasudama and to Krishna, Balaram, and all the students were there. First one was that whatever you heard, it will remain fresh anytime. Not that, what was the discussion in the class? I forgot. Not like that. It will remain fresh, means all the time you have access. So Viprasudama had that access. And then the second blessing was that life after life, this knowledge will go on and remain fresh. Not only this life, life after life, you will carry forever. Third one was that mantra that Sandipani Muni taught Krishna and Balaram, it can fructify or produce the result instantly. You don't have to like wait. Just like Vyasdev was proving that point while he is composing this final edition in his maturity in life called Bhagavatam. He says, we are speaking for, because he was speaking and Ganeshji was writing. He knows I'm giving class for his call. So he was feeling little hungry. So he told the disciple, how you sit there whole day and listen? You must be drinking or eating something. How do you do it? He said, I cannot teach you. He said, why? He said, because if I teach you, then I become your guru. And without you respecting me, you will not be producing the result of the mantra. Every mantra we chant, there are three things. Jantram, mantram, tantram. Jantram means that mantra has a form and that mantra is backed up by a person. Just like we chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Narad Muni is backing that mantra. Guarantee, he's giving guarantee. Then there's a tantram. Tantram means the attitude. In order to see the result, you have to have that devotional attitude. Three together, when you put it, every mantra must produce result. Because that's what it's supposed to be. So Vyasdev says, wait, where are you going? He said, no, I cannot teach Gurudev, you are my guru, I don't want to be your guru. So then Vyasdev was, you know, kind of like chasing for a little while, and then finally he has to tell somebody else who actually told this to Vyasdev. Then Vyasdev, he can sit down in one spot, and when he's hungry, he chants that mantra and the drinkable juice. You know, date, everybody knows date juice. Yeah, Prabhupada has a pastime of the date juice in Mayapur. There's a beautiful pastime. I won't go that route. But so when you want like a mango, you can sit down in a place and you have to know that mantra. One who gives the mantra has to be siddha, means perfected on that mantra. Then it will, that mantra will have a life. Like we accept Guru. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is there. Pushkar Prabhu was chanting, Allen Ginsberg was chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra before Prabhupada came. But it was not fructifying, Allen Ginsberg chanting. When Prabhupada was chanting, gave that mantra, it was fructifying. It was producing devotee. Because Prabhupada was in that level of consciousness. Perfected. So similarly, so Vyasdev would sit and he would dictate the whole Veda to Ganeshji and he would write. And when he was thirsty or hungry, it would come. He would chant that mantra and then from that tree, wherever the trees are, the juice would come. He would fill up his stomach or necessary. It was very nice. I don't know why I went that route, but I just wanted to complete that.
Oh, I'm going to finish the whole pastime.
About the date.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know date? Everybody knows khajur. Well, mother, she knows because you are from India. But here you know also date, but you don't. I don't see date tree here in America. I don't know. Huh? In Gainesville. Really? They have a date? Like
there's
literally?
In California.
Oh. So. So you can cut. In Mayapur, if you go in Bengal, they do. That a person climb and then you kind of take a part of skin, and you, there's an art where at night the sap will come out and you just put a pot there. They do it. Radhikaraman knows. I don't know if he drink or not. And you take like this. So in the morning they were drinking. Bhavananda Maharaj, everybody were drinking. And then, so they complained. I won't say the name because I love that devotee too, who complained to Prabhupada, said they're drinking too much of this, like this. Because Prabhupada says, why you are complaining? Because you didn't get it or what? So then Prabhupada did not like support we should like going after in the village just to get the drink. He said, you can make sweet rice and offer it to Krishna. They do. I think in Mayapur they do, no? Pratikarama? They do. I don't know how often they do. I think this is the season, no? This is the season, actually. You can do that. So that's the story of it. So back to this. Oh, I have two more verses. Let me finish the two more verses and then we'll discuss further. So text 13. Nantam vidami hamami munaya grajaste. Maya balasya purushasya kutoho varaje. Gayan gunandasa satanan adideva. Seshah dhunapi samabhashyati nasya param. Please chant. Anyone? Satanam adideva
Shesho dunapi samabhashyati nasya param.
Shesho dunapi samabhashyati nasya param.
Gayam gunanda shasatanam adideva.
nantam vidam mahamunayo jajaste. Maya balasya purushasya kuto varaye. Gayam gunanda shashatana na adideva. Sesha gunapi samabhasya tinasya param. Synonyms. Na antam, no limit. Bidami, no. Aham, I. Ami, those. Sorry, it should be Omi, not Ami. In English, it's Omi, those. Munaya, great saintly persons. Agraja, brothers, te, of you, Maya Balasya, who has multi energies, Purushasya, of the personality of Godhead, Kutaha, how, Abaraha, less intelligent. Je, those who. Gayan, chanting. Gunan, the qualities. Dasa sata anana, who has a thousand hoods. Adi devaha, the personality of Godhead. Sheshaha, Ananta Shesha, Aduna Api, even until now, Sama Vashyati, reaches, Na, not, Asya, of the Lord, Param, limit. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. If I, Lord Brahma, and your elder brothers, the great saints and sages, cannot understand the limits of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is full of various energies, who else can understand them? Although constantly chanting about his transcendental qualities, the thousand-hooded Lord Shesha has not yet reached the end of the Lord's activities. Purport. This verse spoken to Narad Muni is from Srimad Bhagavatam 2.7.41. So we'll read that. A small purport actually Prabhupada gave, but one more verse, we'll finish it first. Text 14.
Seho rahu sarvagya siramani Sri Krishna. Nija guner antana paya hayen satrishna.
Translation. To say nothing of Anantadev, even Lord Krishna himself cannot find an end to his transcendental qualities. Indeed, he himself is always eager to know them.
Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Karamayam Dadatishya Padantikam. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshakarine Vanchakalpaturvesya Kripasindu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanipa Vaishnavibho Namo Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Shri Adaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaurabhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we don't have much time. I'm just going to read the purport of Srila Prabhupada on that Bhagavatam verse, a short purport. The omnipotent personality of Godhead has primarily three potential manifestations, namely internal, external, and marginal potencies. With unlimited expansion of these three energies, as such, the potential expansion can never be calculated by anyone, because even the personality of God himself, as the incarnation of Shesha, cannot estimate the potencies, although he has been describing them continuously with his 1,000 faces. Any question anyone has? Yes, sir.
It was stated that even the Lord himself, even the Lord himself cannot understand all his qualities and his potencies. What rushed into my mind, I guess, is this is difficult to comprehend, really. But we ourselves are so tiny, you know, so limited. When we're touching upon matters like this, then it can really shake us up.
Very good. Nice comment, that we will never find the end. Does Krishna find the end of his quality? No. He doesn't find either. When he was coming from Sudharma Hall, and then all of a sudden, he saw a most beautiful person. He said, "Where do you come from? Wow, you are so beautiful. I want to be your friend." And when Krishna gets in or comes out from Sudharma Hall, he has thousands and thousands of followers. And Uddhava is always next to him. And he turned back to Uddhava. "Did you see him?" He said, "Yes." And then Uddhava indicated, "My Lord, in the pillar, that person is in the pillar, actually you, reflection." But the reflection also talking to Krishna. So then he asked Uddhava, "Did you see it?" He said, "You wonder why we follow you eternally." Because every moment Krishna has a new form that Krishna doesn't even know. And everybody, I'm not trying to put down anyone, any beauty or Miss Princess or whatever. Actually, you cannot figure it out. You cannot find any attraction in this world that will keep you forever hooked. It is Krishna alone. So Krishna is also searching after, and he will find it eternally like this. Yes, Mother.
Excuse me, maybe I missed it, but in the beginning of the class you were asking for a quality. And
yes.
Bhaktivatsal and gratitude and following the instruction of the Guru wasn't what you had in mind.
I did, and I have 64 qualities here, and I just now realized to discuss the 64 I need 2-3 hours. And I always have a problem with, but I'm following your instruction.
But you were driving at a point that you said it's required for you to succeed in devotional service. What were you driving at?
10.14.7, in that verse, you'll see Bhagavatam, that Prabhupada, I mean, it is in Bhagavatam, but it's coming from Prabhupada. Krishna, I'm paraphrasing, the modern scientists, they may even find how many atoms in this material world. So that was Brahmaji's explanation. But then Brahmaji said, but they will not be able to find or calculate how many qualities Krishna has. So there in the purport put, Sanatana Goswami Pad wrote, one quality Krishna has, that he gave a particular reciprocal sentiment to each individual soul, where we identify our relationship with Krishna with that sentiment, that quality, cannot be replaced, cannot be duplicated. Thus, each soul is very dear and important to Krishna. Each of us has a particular quality or sentiment, you can say, that Krishna gave, that we have a particular relationship with Krishna. We cannot replace, cannot duplicate. So each of us are important to Krishna. This is actually illuminates, you know, sometimes I think like, wow, I have a particular relationship. Bhaktivinoda Thakur emphasized this, I would say, or that's how I see. He said, yes, we are not this body, that's one concept. We must focus this first. If you look at in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna did not say who Arjuna was. He said, all this trouble you have, because of your function, your focus on the functional identity, who you are. You are son of Kunti Devi, you are Pandavas, you are a Kshatriya, you have to protect the innocent from the aggressor. These are all functional identity. Arjuna, do not focus on functional identity first. Focus on fundamental identity. Fundamental identity is you are a conscious being, spirit soul, belong to Supreme Soul, myself, Krishna. So he diverted his attention. And my takeaway from all Prabhupada's purport, from 2.11 to 31, this is all about the soul. You know, you can break down the Bhagavad Gita like literally. 2.11 to 31 is all about the indestructibility of spiritual reality. It's so beautiful, those verses. And my takeaway is that we should always focus our fundamental identity at top, then functional identity. I am husband, wife, or I am a son or father. I have a business. I have to run this. This has to come below fundamental identity, that I am a servant of Prabhupada. Then we will never be disturbed. And I see this, I apply this in my life, and I see that it doesn't disturb anymore. It doesn't matter whatever it is in this world. But if we keep the, if we focus functional identity, I'm a mother, I'm a father, this, that, top, at the top, you will face trouble. You will be in anxiety, you will be always. Not that anxiety will not be there, but you will not be disturbed. Anxiety will be there, but you will not be affected by it. It's very wonderful, and that's what ultimate conclusion of Arjuna's understanding and his submission. Nasta moha smiti labda tat prasadat maya achyuta sthitoshmi gata sandeha karishye vachanam tava. Sthitoshmi gata sandeha. Sandeha means doubt is gone. I understood my primary functional identity and duty. I'm ready to execute whatever you want me to do. That was a very wonderful conclusion. So I look at that way, and then Bhaktivinoda Thakur added, he said, our ultimate fundamental identity is that each of us, I'm paraphrasing, there's a beautiful verse. Amnaya praha tat, anyway, it's a long verse. I don't have to break down. I'll just give the summary on this. He said, each of us should always think in relation to Krishna, I am eternally a lover who is holding a particular eternally dominant, permanent sentiment to offer Krishna, who is beloved, to release that love. This should be our primary focus, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Then journey will be very smooth. And you will achieve ultimate goal. Does that make sense, Mother? Okay. Thank you. Any other? Yes, please.
Oh, where is the reference that Dwarka Dham is where the lotus petal is 1,000,000 miles in diameter? Where do you get this reference from?
This is from Vaishnava Tosama. Past. So much explanation.
Spiritual world, or are you talking about
Dwarka? Dwarka was never material world. Dwarka was never material.
Yeah, we know.
It can manifest.
But this reference is for in the spiritual world, right? Or it's here too.
It's Dwarka or there?
I mean, this Dwarka and the one in the spiritual world are not same size, right?
It is same size, but if you, yes. If anybody has a Veda base, you can look at it, Adilila chapter 5, 18 verse. Sarvagga ananta vibhu krishna tanu sama upari adha bepiya che asima ananta. That verse, Trivikram Prabhu, really, you look at it. Adilila chapter 5, text 18. Where is Golok Vrindavan location? We may say, Brahmaji said, Golok Namni Nijadhamni Talesha Tasha Devi Mahesha Haridhame Shute Shuteshu Tete Prabhava Nichaya Bihitascha Jena Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. According to that verse, that hierarchy is there. But hierarchy is not a physical location. Hierarchy is a level of consciousness. Spiritual world is a conscious world. Same five chapter, text 53. You can memorize those verses because they are like candy. You can chew it whole day. It says, Mayatita parabhame golokaya sthiti. Vaikunthe prithibadi shakali chinmay. The prithibha, the earth, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 7.4, 7.5, Bhumi apa analo vayu khammana buddhi revacha ahankara iti amme binna. What is the word? Prakriti. Krishna says these are material. But in spiritual planet, there Mahaprabhu says, Vaikunthe prithibadi shakali chinmay. There is no earth, air, water, fire of this world. But they have an earth, air, water, fire. They are made of consciousness. Conscious. Fully consciousness. Everything, even water, everything is consciousness. The form. Ananda matra karata padu udaradi sagata saveda vivarjitatma is consciousness. It's another level of existence. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, you know that song we sing here sometime. Jedina grihe bhajana dekhi grihete golok bhaya charana sidu dekhi aganga sukhana sima paya. We should sing this while you are driving or doing anything. Because these are Siddhanta songs. Jedina grihe bhajana dekhi, when your service attitude actually matured, purified, you really feeling desperate to serve the Lord will appear and accept that service. That time, Golok Vrindavan in your home. Golok Vrindavan in home. So then question comes, is Golok Vrindavan in his home, that devotee, what about I live next door? Is Golok Vrindavan also in my home? No. It is a level of consciousness. It will manifest wherever the consciousness is purified. Same Golok Vrindavan will manifest. That's why that verse is so powerful. He says the level of existence. If I ask you where is Canada, you will get the global map. Okay, in the global map, Canada is north of America. But when you say Golok Vrindavan, you cannot say it is somewhere above. It is everywhere. Upari adha bepiya ache nahiko shima ashima ananta. Unrestricted, unlimited. You cannot limit. It can appear in Alachua to somebody's house, Golok Vrindavan, when that person is serving Krishna. It is not a fatuation of Bhaktivinoda Thakur writing, Jedina Grihe Goloka, Bhajana Dekhi Grihete Goloka Bhaya. It's a fact. I hope that gives you clear. We should really meditate like this. It's not something like after death you will go. You can have a Golok Vrindavan. This is Vaikuntha. Prabhupada says, in lecture, the temples are Vaikuntha. Yes or no? Yes. But if you see a mosquito, I saw other day, in the arm of Krishna, he is not in Vaikuntha. Even the altar is Vaikuntha. But because the mosquito is only business is to suck the blood. He is not in Vaikuntha, even though he is resting on Krishna's arm. You cannot put that logic, because consciousness of the mosquito is horrible. I mean, I probably have worse than mosquito, but still, we have to think like that. Does that make sense, Prabhu?
Yeah. Sure.
We have to meditate on it. It's not going to just grasp
but
it.
Srila like Prabhupada also says that the spiritual world is three part of the total manifestation, and then
yes.
The material aspect is
yes.
One portion.
Yes. That's that verse.
So
Golokdham, that's one quarter.
That
hold on.
That would imply that Goloka Vrindavan has a place,
No, three quarter doesn't mean it's limited. Prabhupada didn't say it's limited. Three quarter means compared to entire creation.
Yeah, to the entire
so entire look at this way, that verse is says Golok Vrindavan, top. Below, Vaikuntha. Below, Maheshdham. Below, Devidham, this material world. That's all, the four quarter. If you read the commentary of Jiva Goswami on that verse, it's very clearly explained. But it is not limited. Material world is limited. Spiritual world is not limited. Unlimited. Unrestricted. Yes, Prabhu.
Okay.
You mentioned this dynamic of every living entity has a unique relationship with Krishna.
So my understanding is that in the same way, it's reciprocal, that Krishna, there's a quality of Krishna that every living entity can appreciate. Others may not appreciate or see. It goes both ways. Krishna has given us unique service to give him, and Krishna has unique quality just for us. Is that understanding
perfect?
Accurate.
Yes. Once that quality awakened, or in your consciousness invaded, it will control you in a way that you will identify yourself with that quality, inseparable. That is called sthayi bhav, fixed bhav. And then sthayi bhav will attract other four ingredients. Then it becomes the spiritual ecstasy. When we say spiritual ecstasy, these five things together, sthayi bhav, vibhav, anubhav, sanchari bhav, like this, all together, and sattik bhav. These five ingredients together, but sthayi bhav is the first. So more we focus on that what Krishna, how Krishna wants us to serve. Upendra Prabhu, 1968, he asked that question. It's in the Veda base. That if I'm paraphrasing, I don't remember exactly. If my relationship with Krishna as a father and son, how is to develop as a lover? And Prabhupada is so kind, he gave an answer. He said, all the relationship with Krishna is perfect. Then he paused for a while and then he says, but if you feel you are a lover of Krishna, in maturity of your devotional practice, it will manifest. Perfect. Does that make sense, Prabhu?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Prabhupada and Mothers. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.